And then one end went over the other end. And then as it was going, the other end went over the other end. And it just kept doing that. And that's a flip.
Oh, so that's how it works. I always wondered.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Scamp. Oh, you have another nightmare? Well, you can join in and listen to Uncle Brankle's podcast.
Yeah, here. Sit right down on the floor there.
Yep, and listen. Make yourself comfy.
Yep.
Yeah, don't touch our booze, though. Too young for that.
Too young. Too young to hold.
Yep. Too young to hold. There's a danger zone there.
Yeah, just like Isotope.
Oh, fuck.
No, just look at it. Fine. It's not like we're picking anything.
All right, cover your ears.
Covered, Scamp. With the headphones. Oh, full disclosure. We use headphones.
Keep that in mind, as it will come up on the quiz.
Yeah, and that's next Tuesday. And if you're following along, then you're in line. But if you're behind, then that's three Tuesdays away.
So, Bran, this week is a favorite for you.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah?
I know what one of them is. Okay. Please say it. Please tell me what.
Are you going to guess?
One of them goes, meow.
Nope.
Ah!
Dreams.
Dreams?
Dreams.
Sweet dreams till moonbeams find you. Leave all your worries behind you. Oh, that's an Armstrong song.
Oh, is it?
Dream a little dream of me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sweet dreams on men of these.
Oh, no, that's Marilyn Manson. Just kidding. He does a cover of it. That's weird.
Yeah. Traveled the world and set my seas.
Little known fact, he doesn't actually say dreams. He replaces every word dreams with seams.
Oh.
Sweet seams are made of these. Leather face and all trapeze.
Everybody's looking for coffins.
Some of them want to confine you. Some of them are for magic use. Oh, wait, that was Walking on the Sun.
Man, I thought you were doing... nope, it is Walking
in on the Sun. In the Gaga Vida,
yeah,
baby.
I thought that's the one you were doing. Bo, 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 do, do, do,
do, do, do. That's a good song, too.
Yeah. I don't know if he's saying in a Garden of Eden or in a Gaga da Vida.
In a Gaga da Vida, in La Gaga's Vida, which could mean like her video.
Lady Gaga's da Vida?
Yep. Or,
Oh, like Da Vida, La Vida Loca.
In the Garden
shooting the crazy video.
Or Olive Garden's good eating, baby. Salad and breadsticks, soups. Man, we gotta do an Olive Garden commercial.
Yeah. This week is sponsored by Olive Garden. When you're here, you're not home. And you don't have to do the... When you're here, you don't have to do the dishes.
Unless you can't pay.
Yep. Well, then they just like...
Has anyone ever actually done that as a restaurant?
Well, I think then they just like... Next time you come in, they just give you one of those little buzzer things and never buzz you.
A buzzer? Oh. Olive Garden. I was like, at a restaurant?
Yeah,
at a restaurant? They give you a buzzer?
They give you a buzzard?
A buzzard. Wah!
Feed us buzzards.
I don't know what buzzards sound like. Buzzard. Yeah.
Like a dead crow.
A dead crow. So one was dreams.
Yes. One was dreams. The other one was something significant. Advice column.
Oh, advice columns.
Yeah.
Ooh. These are good ones.
Yeah. These are ones that I think we were both looking forward to them.
Yeah. Looking backward to them too. Now.
Yeah. Looking on back. Let's do a looking back thing.
Yeah.
So
do the looking gnome.
Looking back, if you don't remember, dreams was going up against hostage negotiations.
Oh. I'm kind of glad hostage negotiations won that one.
I think that was the right mood for the night.
Yep.
And then
hostage negotiation was the right mood.
Yeah. You know, I was just really in the mood to hold somebody hostages or to take some hostages. Yeah. I was like, you know what? We never do date night anymore. You're coming with me.
I'm tired of Chinese takeout. Tonight we're doing hostage negotiations.
Yeah.
Give me all your number two. With fried rice.
With fried rice.
I said fried.
Fry it quicker, damn it.
I'm holding your fortune cookies hostage.
Yeah, this one was empty. Damn. And advice column went up against love at first sight.
Love at first plate.
Yeah.
What, didn't you make a reference to that in that?
Possibly.
Love at first plate.
I don't know. It's been a while ago now.
Yeah. Oh, it has. It's been a while. How many whiles are in a go?
It's about 10 hours a season. So.
Ah, 10 hours of seasons.
Yeah.
That's a fast year.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. Yeah. So, advice column. Are we doing, I guess we could do like a write-in kind of thing. I don't know if we were talking about them in the warm-ups that
much. I thought when we discussed it, we talked about possibly doing like, pretend it's a radio show. Maybe we have an email here from Sally Sandusky. Look that up. That's in previous podcast material. If you don't know what episode, you're wrong.
I'll give you a hint. You're wrong.
I think Vic was there.
Yeah.
Susan Dusky.
Sally Susan. Susan from Susan Dusky.
So that's like asking about like, is trying to find a way to get her son out of his emo phase. And we're like, all right, this is an easy one, Sally. I know it sounds difficult. It's always, when you're working with kids, you want to have the baby gloves on.
Oh, is this like a co-host thing between me and you?
Could be.
Like two hosts addressing like, we got this.
Yeah.
Man, that's eerily similar. We could do that for like a warm-up thing.
Yeah, or we could do, wait, what?
Huh? To our current situation, we could have people write us for advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Girls. Trolls.
Trolls.
All please. Kinds of things.
Oh, trolls would be fun.
Trolls write us in? Then how to write? I'm sorry.
That's pretty much all they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they just had a stand-up-y hair.
Oh, or demanded tolls?
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, or worked with goats.
They must know how to write. Otherwise, how would they keep like collections on their troll tolls?
Yeah, their diaries.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you're collecting tolls, you need to keep a balanced ledger.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this.
They got to fill out taxes just like everyone else.
I already paid the troll. Oh, you're right. I don't keep a balanced ledger. Now you're out toll money.
Yeah, you can't do it by a face on a face like...
You can't do it on a
face-to-face basis. Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can't remember every face that's troth past your troll toll.
Yeah.
And alliteration, I got it there.
And they're just going to nickel and dime you. Oh, and unless you're collecting nickels and dimes, then that's a bad thing.
Yeah, that, or we could do, like, you're asking, like, hey, man, I really need some advice here. Like, I'm in this blah, blah, blah situation. I don't know how to get out of it. And... then the other person gives him advice.
Oh. So like a friend advice?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that.
Because I think advice column was super specific to like journalism or something like that. So I think we could diversify it a little bit and just do a general advice.
Yeah. Like advice call.
Yeah. But not like we're giving advice to you because that's a later thing.
Oh, is it?
It could be. We could do a whole episode.
Oh, we could do bad advice.
Yeah. That's a whole nother episode.
All right. Bad advice is another topic.
Okay. Note to the editor. Oh, by the way, I wanted to point out, if you guys are listening to this and you think that it's edited, it isn't. So it's all off the top of our noodles. And the best part about being top noodles is you're almost top ramen, which we already discussed was not what people like. People like Mucharin.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you think you like top ramen, you're probably just picked up the wrong noodles.
Yeah. And next thing you know, you're dumping a packet of who knows what is sodium and flavor packets.
Next thing you know, you're dumping a pack. Man, that's just
and you're
like a
back of the line.
Back of the line. Back of the pack. Hit the sack.
Jack. Backpack.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I wanted to point out.
Impact that, sack.
By the way, these are somewhat good constructive criticisms that our friend Corbin gave us.
Nope.
Oh, fine. The other thing is that new episodes are released.
Bran.
New episodes are released on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yep.
So Thursdays is the appetizer. Friday is the actual episode.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's how it works.
Hmm.
Or it has been working. I almost missed it this week by like 3 hours.
Can we change it where, so 1 week we release three warm-ups. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every morning is a warm-up. Then we wait a week. let those warm people up. Then the next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the episodes to those warm-ups.
Yeah, because you got to let the episodes come to temperature.
Yep, and then that's how you make a really great deviled podcast. Like a deviled egg.
Well, then you'd be giving out 3 weeks of content in 2 weeks, so that put us behind the ball a little bit.
That's a good point. So this is why you're here. Because I'd be like, I didn't release it at the same time.
Release it.
Release season 8.
Oh, it's been a while since I released. Better release a couple more.
We should have, in hindsight, we should have released these seasons out of order.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Or at least labeled them out of order. Season, so people are really confused.
Season 10. Oh, yeah. A couple of people might have mislabeled things. Because I, about 2 weeks ago in current day, so about 6 weeks ago now, I released 2 episodes that were the same episodes each week. I had scheduled them to post and then forgot that I scheduled them to post, so I just posted them.
Oh.
Yeah, so our numbering sequence might be a little bit out of order.
That's okay. That's kind of like when a movie does really well in movie theaters and then they re-release it. Oh. And then you get to watch it twice.
Yeah.
And or, still overpaying every time. Instead of waiting for it to come out on Redbox and then watch it like 100 times. Don't wash it. Watch it.
Wash it. Still good after 100 washes.
Oh, man. I wish clothes were like that.
They're not?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of how many times I wash any article of clothing I have.
I don't keep track. You should get a really big tag on the back of your shirt and just like keep a tally.
I thought you were going to say like it should come with a keychain of like, you know, your shot counter in golf.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like there's one wash.
Except for, you know, that's going to get fucked up as soon as it like hits spin cycle.
That clanging around in
there. Wow, 90 washes already.
90 spins at least.
Yeah.
One or the other. I was going to say we should talk about dreams more because we kind of went on the advice thing and now we got to get back.
Oh, yeah. Dreams. Back on the dream cycle.
On a dream train. Got a dream train.
Got a dream of train things. I don't know.
So, a love train. Something.
Going on around on a dreaming train.
I was counting sheep. Now I can't refrain. Something going on inside my brain.
So many fucked up things I can't explain.
Yes. Dream train.
Yeah.
It's a dream train. I'm going back to like Love Train or whatever the fuck.
Oh, the Love Boat?
No. No. You know that song that's like, it's like the group of backup singers and they're like, Love Train.
Oh,
so. Love Train. Something.
Oh, yeah. Soul Train? Yeah, it is like Love Train.
I thought it said Love Train.
Love Train. Love change.
Love change.
A love change.
So you dumped a girl because you had a love change.
Or is it?
We love change.
It's growing pains.
We love change.
We do. Can just get a church that's like a shirt that says church. Church. They have all the change.
Churches love change.
Just get a shirt that says I love change.
Yeah,
and people will think you're pro-Obama.
Or pro that guy who sang that
Bernie
song.
Bernie Sanders. Oh.
Not Bernie Sanders.
He sang it back in the day.
Waiting maybe on just the world to change.
Maybe
keep
just
on
like,
waiting. That's a problem. He's waiting.
He was just...
He's not doing nothing.
Maybe just he sang it while he was like washing his junk in the shower, but...
I don't want to think about Bernie...
Well, you're doing a great job.
I don't want to think about Barry Sanders washing his little Bo Peep in the shower, singing.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I'm calling his.
But she doesn't know where to find the sheep.
Bah.
Wait, little Bo Peep is a girl.
Maybe dresses it up. I don't know. I don't know Bernie Sanders personally. Yeah, I'd almost called him Burry.
Burry. Burry Sanders.
Oh my gosh, Burry Sanders.
Yeah, feel the berry.
That's like, never mind.
Yep, nope. Go ahead.
Dreams.
Dreams. Maybe. No, we can't do lifelong dreams. Like, we got to stick like, to, like, actual dreams. Like
memorable dreams or crazy dreams, or if we could dream of something. Or a dream is a wish your heart makes. That's a Disney song.
I think one thing we talked about, maybe doing a skit for dream analysis. Or, like,
talking about our dreams and then analyzing how they could be colloquialized into our everyday lives
yeah.
and how they interpret possibly physical events that have not been determined.
Yeah, you're way too into this topic.
Dreams! I told you, a dream is a wish your heart makes.
A dream is a wish. Is that from something?
It's a Disney song. Goes, a dream is a wish your heart makes. I think it's from Snow White or something.
Oh.
It's a really good song.
Is it?
Most of those Disney songs are really good.
It has the same ring to it as a fair is a fair of a smog.
All I'm telling you is within three right-handed button pushes of my iPod on shuffle, I can go between hardcore death metal, well, four button pushes, hardcore death metal, techno house music, gangster rap, and Disney songs. Oh, and also John Denver. Five clicks. Boom!
Oh, boom.
All over the place. Welcome to the brain.
The brain game.
Let's play the brain game. How do you play that? It's like 20 questions.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Or maybe just like, I don't know, draw a bunch of squiggles, try to find your way out.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying before. So none of this isn't edited. This isn't edited or rehearsed or anything like that. We don't like cut out parts to make it sound more quickfire. We just go.
Yeah.
Just in case someone was listening and they didn't listen to the intro where we explained all this, we might as well do an intro every like three or four episodes just to get people on the, you know, the love train.
Love train.
And that's why a lot of times it doesn't make sense. And I mean, why, if we were editing everything, wouldn't we like cut out the parts where we said the things that were wrong that we didn't want mean to say?
Yeah, or like half of the shit that I said was stupid.
Yeah, like I just
cut that out.
I went chapa half the time.
Yeah,
and then we left it.
Or my terrible stammers.
Yeah, terrible. He always goes, "It's a terrible." Oh wait, I just realized that's Charles Barkley. Terrible, terrible, terrible,
terrible, terrible, terrible.
Terrible.
Or all my ums and ahs.
I'm a Ausland. Oh, I'm and Ausland. There was one where you were like,
and or,
yeah, it was like you knocked them all out at once, just whoosh.
yeah, I have no more, things to hold on to, or just, there I go again, to lengthen my speech pattern.
Just always fill it with big words like philatelist.
Yeah.
Or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it, that's for Mrs. Claus. There you go, Mrs. Claus. She can say it backwards, which is Rufa Cali something.
Oh, if you, yeah,
she knows that part, like part of the song. She knows Rufa that part.
Rufa Cali Flugger.
But that's a little bit too far, don't you think? Indubitably, yeah.
Oh, the penguins talking.
Penguins.
Yeah, isn't that
Danny DeVito's in there? Batman.
He is forever the penguin in my mind.
Yeah, me too. Whenever I see Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I'm like penguin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were talking about movies where actors get played to play an ugly role. That's definitely one.
I mean, I don't know if he fits into the John Stamos's of the acting community, Kyle. Like I meant,
come on,
come on. Oh no, I thought of one. So I think it was called Into the Woods
or whatever. Into the Wild.
Into the Wood, which was the musical adaptation of like all those fairy tales, the Grimm's Brothers fairy tales.
Oh, is that what?
And it was some like
Johnny Depp.
No, it wasn't Anne Hathaway. I don't know who it was. It was some like famous female actress who was beautiful, and they made her the old hag that like cast the. She was the witch, and it was really good.
Oh,
yeah, she played a really. That was probably the best role I ever saw her in because I was like not distracted by her beauty. So I was like, oh, this skill,
this performance is amazing.
How did they find such an ugly flower and make her so beautiful? It's like, oh, she was pretty the whole time. This was makeup. And I'm like, God damn it, you got me again, old grandpa. Just damn, like Johnny Knoxville Hollywood. And dirty grandpa. This guy's nutsack is enormous. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's rubber.
That's CGI.
That's CGI.
Chubby groin image.
What?
Chunky groin image.
Oh, no, there's like a part where he like gets his testicles stuck to like a cold bench or something.
Oh.
And he stands up and it's just like stretching out, but it's because they just use like putty nuts that they like stuck in his pants. Did you ever see Bad Grandpa?
No, I don't think so.
That was funny. Or maybe that was Jackass.
Might have been Jackass.
It was one of those.
He had a Bad Grandpa skit, I think.
Yeah, and they made that a movie.
Oh. So is it time for predictions?
Already? Holy shit. Well, butter my sandwich and call me Funyuns.
All right.
Time for a prediction.
So, hey, don't open it yet. All right. So this week I've made a prediction.
Kyle made a prediction.
And I
I'm going to read it.
And Brandon will read it once I give him the cue. And this isn't normal. I don't think we're going to continue doing this. It's just like a...
It was funny. You had this. I don't even know what this is, people.
I thought it might be exciting.
The anticipation is killing me. And then you yawned, instead of a bitch.
Sorry.
You yawned to eat up more time. That was almost planned. Was that your prediction? I will yawn 5 seconds before
I can reveal. All right, open it up.
Is it really? I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
I'll be pissed if you're that good. Oh my god, just yawned?
Yeah, you just yawned.
I didn't yawn.
I know, it's not specifically for you. It's more or less for the listeners. So this was
my... Oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah. I was like, Kyle, you did just yawn! Because I was reading it and it said you just yawned.
No, I was listening to a podcast and I actually yawned at a point and then it made me yawn after because I was listening to it. I don't know if you heard this before, but yawns can be like infectious. Like sometimes...
Yeah, just like tuberculosis.
Yeah, just like hearing a yawn can make you yawn. So my prediction is that by yawning, maybe you will have yawned too, and I will have forced you to yawn, and then predicted that.
Hmm.
All right.
You totally blew my mind for a second. You Chris Angeled me, and then you revealed your secret. I was like, you did just yawn! Oh my god! Oh my
god.
I forgot that it was something that you could control.
Yes. Kyle's wearing a hat.
It seemed like a fake yawn to me. Maybe that's why I didn't yawn.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have really yawned.
If I could have, I would have.
Mrs. Claus can yawn on cue, which I can't do, which makes me upset.
I mean, sometimes just thinking about yawning makes me want to yawn. And something you know, too, about yawns is like...
It's a me, yawny.
They feel, like, really good.
Yeah, they do. And that's why it pisses me off, because I'll be laying in bed next to Mrs. Claus being like, all right, I scored big time. I'm in bed with Mrs. Claus. And I'll be, like, tired, and I'm like... opening my mouth really wide, and it just hurts my jaw at a certain point, and I have to stop trying. Then she goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying to yawn. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, damn it, stop you son of a bitch. Mrs. Claus, you're so damn jolly and yawny. It's a me, Yanni, the school Yannator.
I am Yanni.
Oh, yeah, you do that voice really good.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I'll have to keep that in my repertoire.
So that was your prediction? You didn't even look into your crystal tall.
No. Well, that was I had premeditated this prediction.
Oh, you pre-talled your crystals.
Yeah. All right. You want me to do a different one?
Just for the fuck of it. Why not?
Yeah. I feel a little gypped out of that one, Kyle.
I didn't get a prediction.
What do you... You can predict something.
No, I mean, like, you didn't predict it. I didn't yawn. It was false.
Fine. Do you want me to predict something for you?
No, that'd be fun. No, just predict something. Do a
hostile prediction.
Look into your crystal tall.
All right, let me get my crystal tall.
This is tradition now. You've taken none out of your crystal tall. You had like one slip 'em.
All right, so.
You didn't look into it.
I can see that.
You just drank out of it.
I can see that while you were listening to this. Ooh. Oh, this is exciting.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to start snowing outside. Yeah, and you're gonna rush out to just catch the first piece of snow.
Hold on, audience.
Hey, everyone gets excited at the first snow.
Not me.
Yep. All right, well, not you. Yep, not you.
Where's my prediction?
Yes. You're going to run out to catch the first piece of snow, and then you're going to realize that it's from a fire. It's not snow at all. You just cut a whole bunch of ash. All right. Thanks.
That's it.
I'll be here all day.
That's pretty good. It's a piece of ash. You're less excited then. excited, but for a different reason.
Your hands just got soiled.
You're excited, but for a different reason. More of a scared reason.
Yeah. Then you're going to check your house. Make sure it's not on fire.
Make sure that fire you were stoking when you saw the first snowflake and got all excited didn't get out of control.
Hey, are gutters a fire hazard?
Yeah. If you don't
clean them. They got to get leaves. A lot of leaves.
I'm pretty sure the bone dry insulation in your walls is more of a fire hazard than that.
Yeah. The bone. Yeah, because there's so much stuff inside my walls.
No, bone dry.
Bone dry.
Insulation. Insulation's dry. That's what I mean. Like your bone dry insulation inside your walls. It has electrical cords running all through it. Like the insulation in the walls.
Well, hopefully those cords aren't frayed.
Oh, hopefully.
How terrifying would it be to just see fire like start emerging from your walls?
Happens to everybody. In your dreams. Yeah. Or in your advice. Actually, I'm trying to remember if I've ever had a dream about fire, like predominantly being like terrified of it.
Quick thought. Dear Brandon and Kyle, my house is on fire. What should I do?
Stop listening to the podcast.
Don't stop.
Listen to the podcast while you call 911.
Wait, this is...
But let the podcast do the talking. They burn the poop?
They burn the poop?
Don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyways, crystal tall time. Oh, I'm looking into my crystal tall. Oh, what do I see in here? A blue monkey. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for listening to our warm-up. We hope your monkeys aren't blue, and you can enjoy our upcoming episode tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah. And it won't be edited.
Yeah, the unedited version, or maybe the edited version. Maybe we'll change things up.
Oh, that's true. We could just edit everything from now on that we told people that it wasn't edited and make it sound really different. Yeah.
Like suddenly the episodes are like 4 to 5 minutes long.
We should do it like 100 times speed and just jam it.
Oh, that's a cool thing. On iTunes, I don't know if you can do it on all of them. iTunes has like a fast forward listening thing, so you can listen at double speed or half speed. If you sound at half speed, it sounds like we're all super drunk. But anyway, you can do that on our next episode, which is going to be about dreams or advice columns.
Yep, one of the two.